Text 138. Brahmachari Kashishwara was a disciple of Ishwarapuri, and Sri Govinda was another of his day disciples. The short purport. Govinda was the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Gauranga Dipika, verse 137, it is stated that the servants, formerly named Bringhara and Banughura in Vrindavan, became Kashishwara and Govinda in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Govinda always engaged in the service of the Lord, even at great risk. In the list of prominent devotees at Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, Kashishwara was the 18th and Govinda the 19th. They both came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, being thus ordered by Ishwarapuri at the time of his passing away. Both Kashishwara and Govinda were godbrothers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord duly honored him as soon as they arrived. But because Ishwarapuri had ordered them to give service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord accepted their service. Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kashishwara went in front of the Lord when he went to see Jagannath in the temple. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath, Kashishwara, being very strong, cleared the crowds aside with his hands so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could pass untouched. Ramai Nandai, the 20th and 21st among the important devotees in Jagannath Puri, always assisted Govinda 24 hours a day in rendering service to the Lord. Every day, Ramai filled 22 big water pots, whereas Nandai personally assisted Govinda. In the Gauranga Dipika 139, it is stated that the two servants who formerly supplied milk and water to Lord Krishna became Ramai and Nandai in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in text 145, which is on the part. Translation again. The 22nd devotee, Krishna Das, was born of a pure and respectable Brahmana family. While touring southern India, Lord Chaitanya took Krishna Das with him. Purport. Krishna Das is described in the Madhya Lila, chapters 7 and 9. He went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry his water pot. In the Malabara state, members of the Bhattahari cult tried to captivate Krishna Das by supplying a woman to seduce him. But although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved him from being harmed, when they returned to Jagannath Puri, he asked Krishna Das to remain there. For the Lord was never favorably disposed towards an associate who was attracted by a woman. Thus, Krishna Das lost the personal association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Jnanate Varandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshanutamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhave Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vishnu. So it's always a pleasure to be here at Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Nivas with all of you. It's not often that we get the opportunity to spend time with all of you. Always busy in central London, running around in the mode of passion. So I realize how out of place I am here. When I come here, everything is in the mode of goodness. And I'm thinking to myself, what's to organize, what's to do, what needs to be done? You know, because in Soho Street, then there's always something that has to be done because it's central London, so always something is moving around. But here, then you're in the mode of goodness. Just yesterday, and Dirishanta Goswami Maharaj was giving class at Soho Street, and he was making the point that he's used to the outdoors, very, very peaceful, very quiet, very calm surroundings. He used to run a farm out towards Cornwall. And he remarked that when he'd come to Soho Street to try and stay in the ashram, then he would like wonder how it was possible to sleep in the ashram there, especially on a Friday or Saturday night. I don't know if any of you have had the opportunity to stay at Soho Street on a Friday or Saturday night, but it's pretty intense. It's almost like you could imagine yourself on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So it's kind of, without Krishna being present, of course. So he was wondering, he was asking the brahmacharis there, how you sleep? And they were saying, well, what noise? Because for them, it's just life. And so what he did was, out of his compassion, he invited the devotees to come to his farm for a week. And after one day, The brahmacharis started to lose their mind. They said, it's too noisy here. And so they were thinking, why is it? Dear Shanta Maharaj was saying, you know, why is it so noisy? It's quiet. That's the point. The silence is too noisy. So we see that according to our conditioned nature, then Krishna very nicely puts us in a place where we belong. It's not by accident. It's not by just some chance. By our conditioned nature, then Krishna puts us in the place where we belong, where we can actually perfect ourselves in service. So we see here, these great personalities, they're specifically being put in service because they're consistent. This is what they do in the spiritual world. They know that they can do it. Krishna knows that they can do it. So when Krishna comes to the material world, he automatically brings those persons who he can rely on. Because it's reliability, that's what Krishna is looking for. That steadiness, that nishta. Because only from nishta can anything manifest. Without nishta, there is no possibility for prema to manifest. So it's that steadiness in service, that is actually what we're looking for. And so today we have the great fortune to celebrate from the external point of view, if you tell anyone you're celebrating someone's disappearance, they think you're nuts. But actually it's a celebration. We're celebrating the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. And so we're going to throw in a few principles today, specifically also on the glories of Annamacharya. But also, somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, this is all connected very nicely. The principle of service is one of internalization. Without internalization, one can actually not render service properly. So we see here, Kala Krishna Das. So what happened was is that the Lord, he wanted to go to South India. And of course, the Lord wanted to travel on his own. The Lord has his want, he has his desire. But of course, the Lord's personal confidants, associates, they're thinking, you're going to be using your one hand to chant, and the other hand is in the air dancing. So you have no hands free. So someone has to carry your water pot, your cloth. So at least let us send one person with you. So then they selected Kala Krishna Das. And so Kala Krishna Das, having such an amazing position, you imagine, being the Lord's personal servant, just him and the Lord, that was it. And they went to so many places throughout South India, where the Lord met. Because at that time, of course, there was many, many upper sampradayas, and impersonalism and voidism. It was rife throughout South India. It was an endemic disease throughout India. And so when Mahaprabhu was going south, he would be preaching very, very strongly. And of course, Kala Krishna Das, he would just be following him. So he was in direct association, seeing the Lord destroying time and time and time again all of these upper sampradayas. So his faith would have increased, you could have imagined. If you were there in the presence, just like sometimes when we're in the presence of our spiritual master, sometimes if we hear Srila Prabhupada's class or talk when he's speaking to someone very strongly and he's smashing them, then it gives us also faith. Because we think, okay, no, there is some substance to this. So then, Kala Krishna Das, he's seeing the Lord so emphatically establishing Braja Bhakta, the pure Siddhanta, loving Krishna. So then, he's moving, and then the Bhattaharis come. Now, who are the Bhattaharis? Prabhupada mentions in the purport that they're a class of nomads. He says that nomadic races have existed since time immemorial. And basically what they do is they move around, and the way of surviving, just like we see in the modern example, would be gypsies. And so some of us have come across gypsies in our time. And you know what the gypsies are like. They have a very unique way of trying to establish their existence. One of the ways is to supply, what they do is they supply women to the local people. And by bewildering the people, then they rob them. And sometimes they actually kill them. This is how dangerous they are. So when Kala Krishna Das became attracted to this woman. Now, of course, you have to understand, what is his purpose? His purpose is to serve the Lord. That was the whole reason why he was selected. Because he was a simple brahmana. That was one of the reasons he was selected. He was a simple brahmana. He didn't have any external needs or desires. So he was able to, theoretically, focus on the Lord. But what happened when he was put in a position which forced him to remember his conditioned attachment? Then what happened? He gave up Mahaprabhu. And so this is what we have to be careful of. As sadhakas, it's all nice and good, just like we've had very nicely a whole stream of festivals where we've been very nicely engaged. You know, all the way from Balaram Purnima to now, it's festival season. One after the other. And it's very, very sweet, very, very intense. So we feel, wow, yes, this is Krishna consciousness. Everything is happening. It's all happening. It's all going on. We hear the deities are, of course, they're beautiful every day, but even more in festival days. And so we're thinking to ourselves, wow, everything's happening. Yeah, I'm really Krishna conscious. I'm really moving forward. Look at this. You know, the Lord's pastimes are just on the tip of my tongue. I'm thinking of the name. I'm thinking of service. Any service that's coming my way. Yes, yes, Prabhu, I'll do it. Yes, yes, Prabhu. And then everything closes down. And then what we're left with? We're left again with our conditioned nature. Because our conditioned nature hasn't gone. It's not like it disappears. Our conditioned nature is still there. But now the intelligence is how that conditioned nature should be engaged properly. So just like we see here, Kala Krishna Das, he was unable to understand the difficulty of his conditioned nature. So therefore what happened is conditioned nature took hold of him. So he became distracted. And so what did the Lord have to do? It is described there very nicely. How did the Lord bring him back? The Lord pulled his hair, dragged him back. Because there's that joke, that's why we have this little funny thing at the back of our heads. Of course, ladies don't necessarily need that because they've got long enough hair. So, but for us men, then, you know, we need to have something at least that Krishna can pull us. You know, it has to be some hope. So there we see that the Lord dragged him back. But then the Lord didn't reject him there and then. He continued moving. And then they came to Jagannath Puri. And when they came to Jagannath Puri, then the Lord said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, do you see this person here? He is of a questionable character. Now he is your responsibility. I'm done with him. It was interesting that his service was to take care of Lord Mahaprabhu, but what happened? Namo Mahavadinyaya Krishna Prema Padayata. Mahaprabhu then had to take care of him. Now, of course, the Lord will take care. But we have to understand, why should we put ourselves in a position that the Lord is forced to take care of us? That is our problem. Our problem is that time and time again, when we're engaged in service, we put ourselves in difficult positions, hoping that the Lord is going to pull us out. Okay, that's great, that's nice. We have dependency on the Lord, that's wonderful. But after a while, it gets tiring. Just like if you were the friend, and every time that friend is always getting into trouble. And who's the one who has to fix it? You. Just like some of us who have younger siblings. Right? After a while, we want our younger sibling to grow up, take responsibility for themselves. You know, how often can we keep on bailing them out? So this is the Lord. It's dynamic relationship. If our relationship isn't dynamic with Krishna, it becomes static. If it becomes static, then it goes backwards. So therefore we have to grow. And so we see the same persons, same conditioned nature. Of course, external conditioned nature. It's not their true identity. In Kashishwara. And so Kashishwara, he was not a small guy. Is described there. Very, very imposing personality. And so then when the Lord being completely oblivious to the external environment, when he goes to see Lord Jagannath, that's it. He loses his mind. So then Kashishwara, knowing his position, knowing his duty, uses his conditioned nature in the Lord's service. That's perfection. So it's not that all of a sudden, you know, you give up your position and just become just like Arjuna wanted to give up his position. You know, and just sit under the tree. And then the Lord said, no, you're going to fight anyway. Use your situation, use your position in the Lord's service, and then it will become purified. So we see these personalities are there in Gaura Leela for us to understand how one is supposed to improve one's consciousness and apply the principles so that one actually becomes elevated. One doesn't actually become imprisoned by one's situation, one's circumstances. And so we see here then Govindadas. Now he's the perfect example of a servant. It's explained here, even at great risk of his own personal self. The example is given that one of Govindadas's services, and we see actually if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he becomes the Lord's servant from Nilachal, he becomes his servant throughout the rest of the Lord's pastimes. That's how good a servant he was. There was no other servant in the Lord's pastimes that lasted as long as Govindadas. There is no other servant. That's how a servant should be. So if you want to know how to be a servant, read about Govindadas. Why? Because he is beyond his own position of gain and safety. When we do service, we're looking for gain and safety. When I do the service, am I going to be recognized? When I do the service, am I going to get reciprocation? When I do the service, where's the Mahaprasadam? Just like those of us who do pujari service, we have backstage pass to all of the Mahaprasadam, right? So we're checking out who's doing the cooking, right? We're checking out the rota. Who's doing the cooking? Well, they cook nice for Krishna. Okay, I'll wait for a little bit. I'll wait till the, you know, and then I'll just sneak a little, you know. I know the right devotees. They'll be able to sneak me out of a plate. Of course, at Soho Street, we have an interesting policy. Anything that we basically are very strict when that happens. Of course, the brahmacharis, very innocently, they come down at exact time. It's amazing how their timing is. They come down, they're innocently looking around, pretending that they're doing some service, and they say, oh, yes, there's some VIP coming. Or we have to save some prasadam. Of course, we understand the game, you know. But that's sweetness. Sweetness isn't a problem in Krishna consciousness. But the problem is that sweetness can be mixed. Mixed by my own personal gain. And then that sweetness becomes bitter. Because it's actually not sweetness based on Krishna's pleasure. It's sweetness based on my pleasure. And what happens? It's materially contaminated. So here we have Govindadas. So when the Lord would dance in ecstasy, sometimes he would just fall down. On the spot. Out of exhaustion. And then Govindadas, one of his services was to massage the Lord's body. Very beautiful service to massage the Lord's body. Just like I remember one time I was in Vrindavan and Bhakti Vishwambara Madhava Maharaj was there and he'd just finished dressing Krishna Balaram and he was saying, oh, yeah, he spent about 20 minutes just massaging Balaram's feet. And so then he came to me, and those of you who know Madhava Maharaj, he's, you know, very interesting personality. He doesn't have any barriers whatsoever. So he came to me in the middle of the temple in Vrindavan. I'm just chanting and then he just grabs me and then he just rubs his hand all over my head and he said, I've just been massaging Krishna Balaram. And I felt like power, you know, ecstasy. This is the wonderful nature of when one becomes personally connected to the Lord through personal service. One has the opportunity to do things. So this personal servant, Govindadas, he's massaging the Lord. And so one time the Lord fell in the doorway. Now Govindadas' service is that after he massages the Lord, he goes to take his prasadam. He only takes his prasadam after massage. So he's not thinking. This is something we have to learn. Just like when we're doing service, if we're serving the feast, we shouldn't be thinking, oh, how much should I serve? Maybe I should serve a little less, because otherwise there won't be anything left for me. We shouldn't be thinking like this. We shouldn't be thinking, what's left for me after I've done my service? No, the principle is, do the service. Don't worry, Krishna will cover everything else. So Govindadas was inside the room. And in order to massage the Lord, he had to go onto the outside. Now, the Lord is lying across the floor. So Govindadas is asking the Lord very nicely, "Oh, the Lord, please could you move so that I can actually massage him?" Mahaprabhu says, "Do as you like. I'm too tired, I cannot move." So then what did Govindadas do? Govindadas covered the Lord with the chadar, stepped over the Lord's body. So according to Pancharatrik Pradeep, one shouldn't actually step over the Lord. That's why some in many temples, that we don't have that here, but in many temples, just like if you go into Mayapur and you go into the deity department in Mayapur, those of you had the opportunity, they actually have a place where the head of the deities are. So you walk around, you don't actually walk over the deities. In many of the traditional temples, they'd have that. So that was a principle. You actually shouldn't cross over the body of the Lord. But for the higher principle of service, then Govindadas crossed the Lord's body, massaged. Sorry, he was on the outside, he had to go on the inside. Correction. After his massage, then he waited. And then Mahaprabhu woke up and he said, "Govindadas, you're still here? You didn't take prasadam?" And Govindadas said, "How could I take prasadam? You were lying in across the doorway." And Mahaprabhu immediately understood. So for the higher principle of service, he broke the lower principle. But at the same time, he didn't break that same principle for his own satisfaction. That is service. That is being a servant. That whatever I'm doing for the pleasure of Krishna. So now we come to Srila Haridas Thakur. So Srila Haridas Thakur, as we know, he was Brahmaji in his previous time. And we understand that that famous pastime with the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Brahmaji is thinking of his own position in relationship to Krishna. This is our disease. My position in relationship to Krishna. Not Krishna's position and then my relationship to Krishna. My position and then how I relate to Krishna. From my position. That is our difficulty. That is our disease. It's my position first and then everything else second. So Brahma, in that same situation, his position first, then he's seeing through his position the Lord. And then when he's seeing the Lord with his friends and he's thinking to him, this cannot be God. How is it possible that this is God? Especially when, you know, the boys are harassing the Lord. You know, instead of giving him the sweet, they give him the flower, they give, you know. And then Brahma's like, this cannot be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because he's seeing from his position. That's a disease. In the same way we see Kala Krishna Das. From his position, he's not seeing Mahaprabhu. He's seeing his position, his gain, his attachment, his desires are being fulfilled here by this wonderful, beautiful woman. And then we see, that's why the Lord said, "Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagate isha kame mama janmani janmani." Not after this life, I go back to Godhead. Birth after birth. So Mahaprabhu is not looking for moksha. Mahaprabhu is not looking for liberation from the material existence. Mahaprabhu is looking for just chanting the Lord's name. That's the fourth or the second? Shikshastakam. Nadanam Janjanam Sundam. Fourth, yeah. So that comes after Trinadapi Sunichyana. Because after the chanting, then one gets these. So we see that Brahma understanding that he has misinterpreted the Lord because of his position, then Savapadi Vine Muktam Tat Pradamena Nemaran Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. Sava Upadi. Giving up all of these upadis, giving up all of these positions, only then. Sava Upadi. Upadi means position. Designation. What is my designation? My designation is such and such das, such and such. You know, what is my position in this temple? What is my service? Where am I in the food chain in Bhaktivedanta manner? How can I elevate myself up in the food chain in Bhaktivedanta manner so that people can recognize how good I am as a servant of Krishna? It doesn't matter. Who cares about whether You should care about whether they recognize you. That's your only care. And not even they. You have to worry about whether Srila Prabhupada recognizes us. One time, I think it was His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He was saying one time he had a dream when he went to the spiritual world. And he presented himself in front of Mahaprabhu. And he said, so, I've come. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, okay. But I'm not so important. Then come and you go see Nityananda Prabhu. He's more important. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, I'm not so important. So it went down, went down, went down, went down, went down. And to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, oh, you're here? And then Prabhupada grabbed his hand and took him to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu actually dealt with him. This is our position. So we see here that in this situation, then when Brahmaji is asking for that, then he comes down as Haridas Thakur. In a position where there is no external fame. None. Zero. Zip. Being born in a Muslim family, and that not even in a high-class Muslim family. It's not that he was born in a high-class Muslim family. He was born in a low-class Muslim family. So it's not that even it was a high... Because the Muslims were the rulers at that time. But he wasn't born in a high-class Muslim family. He was born in a low-class Muslim family. And that, then, every time he's going, he can't go anywhere. So he has no ability to influence anything from his position. From there, he takes full shelter of the name of the Lord. Which is why we know him as Namacharya. That's why Kunti Devi says, Tam Akinchana Gocharam. That is material impoverishment. It doesn't mean that we should be poor. It doesn't mean that we should be destitute. It means that whatever we have, it is not an impediment to our Krishna consciousness. It is not getting in the way of. And if it's getting in the way, then either we have to learn how to adjust it, or we have to give it up. And what is the test? The test is as Haridas Thakur, that not once, but twice, first by Ramachandra Khan, presenting the prostitute, and then the prostitute wasn't successful, then Maya Devi herself coming and presenting the options. That's what makes him so special. So we see the two, Kala Krishna Das, Haridas Thakur. We see what happens between from both. But of course we see with Kala Krishna Das, a very interesting point, that in Jagannath Puri, then he becomes so morose that the Lord has now rejected him. He starts to cry. Then who steps in? Nityananda Prabhu, Savabhuma Bhattacharya, and I forget, there's four of them that get together. And they discuss how we can look after this poor devotee. This is the power of association. We cannot do things on our own. There's no chance for us on our own. It's only through association. That just in case we may fall, then our friends, they'll help pull us up. So being out of compassion, they said to the Lord, now you're here in Jagannath Puri. Now we should mention, we should tell your mother, she's in so much anxiety. And all the other devotees will be pleased to hear that you're here and they will all come. So we should send someone. Now that same person who became distracted, now you'd think, right, in modern ISKCON, unfortunately we have this disease. When someone makes a mistake, then that's it. Forever. That's how they are forever. Eternally. The black mark is on them. And that's it. They're not able to be considered for any other service. But this is not how it worked in Gauralila. This is not how Mahaprabhu, this is not how Srila Prabhupada did things. One time Srila Prabhupada, is Madhu Dwisa, who recently left his body. And Madhu Dwisa, he became sannyas. And Madhu Dwisa became so, he was preaching in these areas where there's great beauty, Hawaii and all those areas. And he became agitated. So what did he do? He posted his danda in the post to Srila Prabhupada. His danda. It's like, that's not even heard of in our history. In any pastime, you don't hear that. There's someone posting, of course, posting anything in the pastime. But you imagine. And then what happened the next time he went to Srila Prabhupada? What did Srila Prabhupada do? Did Srila Prabhupada reject him? Did Srila Prabhupada say, now you're a fool? No. Srila Prabhupada embraced him. And then what did Srila Prabhupada do? Srila Prabhupada reinstated him in a position of management. That's how broad-minded our founder Acharya is. That's how broad-minded Mahaprabhu is. That, not even Mahaprabhu. That's how broad-minded Nityananda Prabhu is. Who is our Adi Guru? So we should be very careful. We should be very careful how we are seeing or viewing devotees. Even if they make mistakes, we should be very, very careful. So Kala Krishna asked, what happened? And then the Lord's associates, they said, he can go. And then he was given service. And then he went and he saw Satyamata, he saw Advaita Acharya, he saw all of these devotees waiting, eagerly waiting to hear news about Mahaprabhu. And he was the one delivering that news. Such an amazing service. So even if we think that there is no hope, if we have strong association, there's always hope. Don't rely on yourself to dig yourself out of the well. And it's not possible. It doesn't happen like that. It's only through the power of association. That means you have to have good relationships. It's only he had good relationships with these persons. He made one mistake, okay. But he had good relationships. So Haridas Thakur is there. And so he doesn't go anywhere. Even Jagannath temple he doesn't go. And Mahaprabhu is, this is how glorious Haridas Thakur is. That Mahaprabhu gives him a specific place. When they're in Jagannath Puri, when the Lord is arriving, then he understands that Haridas Thakur is not going to be comfortable. So he gives him a space, very beautiful place. And he says, every day you go and you just come and then you see the chakra of Lord Jagannath and you've taken darshan of Lord Jagannath. So every day Haridas Thakur is just chanting 3 lakhs of names. Which someone was telling me the other day, it's like something like 192 rounds, approximately. A little bit more than that. We struggle to fit 16 rounds in our day. Yeah. 192 rounds? Hare Krishna. So, Haridas Thakur, he's there. And he's chanting. And so he's getting old. And so one time Govinda goes to see him. So it was his service to take prasadam, mahaprasadam, from Lord Jagannath to him every day. It was one of his services. So he'd take. And Mahaprabhu would also come and see him every day. And then Govinda was seeing one Haridas who was lying and he was in great pain. And he was crying to Govinda. He said, today I'm unable to finish my rounds. So the Mahaprabhu comes. He says, Haridas, everything is okay? And then Haridas says to Mahaprabhu, I'm such a fallen person. I'm unable to complete my rounds. And then Mahaprabhu says, what are you talking about? You're already liberated. You're already successful. Now give this up. You can reduce. You can calm down a little bit now. And Haridas Thakur didn't want to give up. And then he turned to the Lord. This beautiful pastime, I recommend you all, if you have a chance today, to read 11th chapter, Antya Leela. This beautiful description of the passing of Haridas Thakur. There's 2 chapters in Antya Leela you should read today. Chapter 3, which describes the glories of Haridas Thakur, and chapter 11, which describes his disappearance. Very, very, very powerful time. So then Haridas Thakur looks at the Lord with tears in his eyes. And he says, I know the time for your winding up of your pastimes is coming. I do not want to be there when you leave. This is the power of love that Haridas Thakur did not want to see the pain and separation. Because he understands the separation of the mood of the Braja Bhaktas. And he did not want to experience that pain, separation of the Lord, winding up his pastimes. So he said, you allow me to leave. Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he turns to Haridas Thakur and he says, you are free to do whatever you like. I have no power to stop you. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who controls the universe. And he turns around and he says, this is Krishna Akarshini. This is the last step that Rupa Goswami speaks about. That one controls the Lord through love. This is Krishna Akarshini. This is the manifestation of Krishna Akarshini. That the Lord becomes so bound by the love of His devotee, He is unable to do anything but bend to the love of His devotee. This is the position. This is the wonderful nature of Haridas Thakur. This is the wonderful nature of these personalities we're reading about in Mahaprabhu. And this is the opportunity given to us by our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada. And if we're foolish, we'll let it go. We'll stick to our conditioned nature. We'll stick to our attachments. We'll stick to what is our feeling of however we want Krishna consciousness to be, and we won't progress. Because we're looking for something else other than Krishna Prem. Our goal is not fixed. Bhaushaka, as Krishna says in the Gita. Because our senses are not controlled. Our mind is not controlled. Bhaushaka, many branched. We're not ekakuranandana. We're not fixed in determination. Just like in Mahabharata, the Mandronacharya, he was devising a way to test who is the best student. So what he did was he took all of the students out into the middle of the forest. And in the forest they had a green, very green tree. It's just springtime, so everything was very lush. And in one tree, high up, he put a green parrot. You could not tell the difference between the tree and the parrot. And at the end of the parrot, there was a ruby. Very, very small ruby. High up in the tree. And so then he asked all of his students, now, you pick up the bow, string it, and aim. And then you tell me what you see. Only after you've told me what you see, then I will allow you to fire. So then, of course, Duryodhan, being Duryodhan, he wants to go first. Just like we see when we come to festivals, we come to situations in the temple. Where do we want to be? We want to be in the front. We don't want to be at the back. We want to be in the front. We want to be the first persons to get darshan. We want to be the That's Duryodhan mentality. Sorry to say. We have to be aware of our situation. We have to be aware of our position. Duryodhan being attached to his position, he's thinking, I'm going to go first. And what happened with that pride? He wasn't able to see anything. He couldn't even see the bird in the tree. So then others, one by one, Yudhisthira came. Yudhisthira, being Dharmaraj, being very, very cultured, he could see. But then, what was he also seeing? He was seeing the lotus feet of his guru. So he said, I see the bird, I see the eye, I see your lotus feet. Of course, because Duryodhan, being Dharmaraj, was respecting the guru. And Dronacharya said, very good, but you don't fire. So then Arjuna came. So then Dronacharya asked Arjuna, what do you see? I see the bird. Tell me what you see. I see the head of the bird. Tell me what you see. I just see the eye. And Duryodhan said, you can fire. Because the point was is that his position was as a Kshatriya. In the middle of the battlefield, he should not be disturbed by what's going on around him. He should be focused on his goal. And nothing should get in his way. Irrespective of his teacher, irrespective of anyone, nothing should get in his way. And then he's perfect in his service. And that is the same mentality. We have to be focused. No external distraction should get in our way. Just like Haridas Thakur. Why was he put in that position? Because he wanted to show that it's the material distractions that get in our way. So we have to take them out. We have to remove them through anatta nivritti. Only through anatta nivritti. In sadhu sangha. If we don't have that, then it doesn't work. Then we don't have nam bhajan. And we can go to kirtan melas, and we can go to this one, and we can go to that one, we can fill our diary with all of these wonderful events that are being put on, but our heart will not change. You tell me, honestly, you go to Kirtan Mela, is your heart changed? Afterwards, have your rounds improved? Has your taste for the holy name improved? If not, then you've wasted your time. You've wasted your time. Because you're just going for entertainment. And you look on the list of who's singing and you'll pick and choose who you're going to listen to. Why? Because it's entertainment for you. That's it. It's not nam bhajan. You're not going for nam bhajan. You're not going for taste. You're going for entertainment. And we have to be very careful about these things. That's why there's some senior devotees who are concerned about this. Move towards these melas. Because they believe it's a poor substitute for one's own personal chanting. How often are we working on our personal chanting? Just like Haridas Thakur. He is our Namacharya. Mahaprabhu is so kind. He has given us these personalities that show us that in the time of no hope in Kali Yuga, this is the hope. If we just simply follow their footsteps. So then, Haridas Thakur is seeing the Lord's face, and then with pleading eyes, tears in his eyes, he didn't allow. So then the Lord allows him to leave. So then the next day, the Lord, knowing that Haridas Thakur is passing, comes, and then just like it is described, just like when Lord Bhishma is leaving, then he only focuses on the Lord in that same way, Haridas Thakur. He grabs the Lord's lotus feet, places them on his chest, and then he's just looking into the eyes of Mahaprabhu. And the kirtan is roaring. And Mahaprabhu brings all of the best kirtaniers and the greatest dancer, Vakeshwara Pandit. He is the best dancer in the Lord's party. He is there and he's dancing. And the kirtan is roaring. And Haridas Thakur leaves his body. And so then Gauranga Mahaprabhu picks up his body. And then he starts dancing. You just imagine the Lord. He's dancing with the body of Haridas Thakur. And then he personally places Haridas Thakur's body into the sand. And he builds the samadhi. Personally himself with his own hands. Of course, he bathes the Lord at that time. It reminds me one time, we were in Melbourne, Australia, some years ago, and it was a few days after Radhastami. I think actually now I'm thinking about it, it must have been the disappearance there of Haridas Thakur. Jayapataka Maharaj was there. And this is before his physical health deteriorated. And he wanted to go on a walk. I was doing personal service for him for a few days. So he wanted to go on a walk. So we went on a walk. And I used to remember reading about when Srila Prabhupada would go on a walk. And Prabhupada being a very old gentleman, sometimes, Kishore Prabhupada, probably you've had the opportunity to be in Prabhupada on a walk, sometimes he would like just have a turn of speed that the youngsters would have to run to catch up with him. And he's like a 70-year-old man. It was almost like how it was possible. So in that same way, Maharaji was walking, and then all of a sudden he just started to laugh. And then it was within like a millisecond. Within a millisecond, it was almost like he put like nitro. Those of us who know cars, you have this nitro boost. You know, when you're a kid, you wish you had the nitro boost in your car. And he would just fly. So then he just put his foot down and it just shut off. And we were all like thinking, okay, we all had to run up to catch him. And then he just saw the beach. And then he walked down to the beach. And then he walked down to the water. And then at that time he had this stick. He touched the water with his stick. And then, and I still remember it to this day, as clear as everything. And then he touched the stick to his head. And then he said, Haridas Thakur ki jai. And at that time, I was completely bewildered. I think to myself, Haridas Thakur, Melbourne, Australia. It's like, what's going on here? And that day, or the next day, I was thinking to myself, oh, maybe I should try and figure out what's going on here. So I thought I'd read Haridas Thakur's pastimes. And then I saw there that all bodies of water connected to this one body become holy places of worship. This is consciousness. Maharaj was showing by his example, this is how we have to be. This is how conscious we have to be. It's only in that consciousness do we actually taste the pastime, do we taste the Lord's name, do we actually improve our spiritual life. Year in and year out, we just had festivals going. How many of us have sat back and reflected whether our taste has increased this festival from the last, our mood of a service has increased, our attachment to the deities have increased. This is actually what we should be contemplating. If we're not doing it, we have to. Otherwise, we're not taking advantage of these personalities who have gone before us. That Srila Prabhupada has given us this solid foundation from which we can actually take strength from. But instead, we want to take strength from our material attachments, from our material desires, from our material positions. And we have to be careful. So Haridas Thakur is that person that we should be following to know how to taste Naam Bhajan. What is the real taste? Because only from name can one appreciate form. Then from form one can appreciate qualities, and then from qualities one can appreciate pastimes. But it all starts with the name. So in that way we should take today some time focusing on our chanting, focusing on a prayerful attitude, that whatever impediments there may be, material attachments we're looking for, let them go. And once again, they will only go through powerful association. I've experienced in my time, I was just joking yesterday, we were I was shopping yesterday, and we were in one section of the shop. And my wife was asking me, oh, do you want to buy these items? And I was saying, oh no, I don't want to take these anymore. Because there was one person who gave me an instruction that I'm eating them at the wrong time with the wrong thing. And after that time, I just lost all taste in wanting to take that same item. So she said, yes, actually. I've been trying to tell you for so many years, but it took a very powerful person to tell you. And I said, yes, actually, it's true. Through the power of association, one's heart becomes transformed. So don't underestimate that. Please take it very seriously. I'm not here that often, fortunately for you, unfortunately for me. But I see that everything is going very nicely here. And you're doing such wonderful services for the deities. And should increase. Krishna has given us so much nice facility to do so many nice things here. And we should increase that. We should work together with the management and do such wonderful things. For their pleasure. Okay, so if there's any comments, adjustments, questions, otherwise we'll close for the morning.